Why did Hitler lose the war? By High Priest Hooded Cobra. Many people, and specifically those who are ill-willed against National Socialism and our side in general, have vitriolic lies and comments to make on supposedly why Hitler lost. Of course, all these comments come from totally average or below average or outright excrement with a loudmouth human beings who are just either nutcases or just this worthless guy in the far back of the class who always has some criticism and something to say and always thinks they would have done it better, but never did anything by picking their own McDonald's from their own nose. Yes, this fat McDonald's-eating feminist, of which we see their kinds around here as well, as some sort of morbid beast in the forest. He would shape the world in the best place, but he is not doing us a favor. Instead, he is just digging his own nose and ears and scratching on the fleas on his own head. He won't give his sweaty fat fragrance to the world, neither his manifold nerd skills and abilities to make this world better. He is just too good for humanity. It is just that humanity cannot see his innate, supreme, divine value because we are all blind. Sort of like the Jews, always mistreated, but one day he will come as if a fat kid on a rampage, on a giant dose of Prozac, and wipe all of you disbelievers out. Remember that. These exist everywhere. They are the same fat Jews that judge the athletes on the Olympics, for instance, and judge how these people, after decades and decades, are now artistically running on thin ice and dancing on ice, but they themselves cannot tie their own shoelaces. So the case on why Hitler lost was pretty simple. Adolf Hitler not only was outnumbered, but the enemy aliens intervened, as so did our own, but our own didn't do this to the extent of the enemy aliens. Hitler was about to and would win. The enemy aliens literally stopped this victory from happening because their whole Jew tricks would fall to shambles forever. They lost their empire of lies and deception and their Jew tricks, but at least they secured the physical realm, at least to an extent. Except of Adolf Hitler's empire being entirely outnumbered by the enemy hordes, they had another cancer in the Reich that Himmler was aware of and wanted to wipe out. It was the veneer of Christianity, the spirit of serfdom, weakness, meekness, the subconscious will to subject to the Jews, or at least hold them in high standards as overlords to the universe. Through this spirit, the magic of the Jews manifests into the life of society and a community. Hitler literally rose in power in the last minute. By the time Hitler was in power, the Jews have overtaken Russia. It is documented in the American archives of the war that the Jewish mob overtook Russia. They attempted the same in Germany and failed due to the National Socialist regime. Almost a century after, they whine and scorn Hitler in all ways possible. Why? Because if they had succeeded then, now all of you would be numbered cattle in the gulag, and they would have their way with the Jew world order. Hitler stopped this in the absolute last minute. All these people, some call with contempt today, sacrificed their life, energy, soul, and existence to defend the civilized world, even if the civilized world of the time was against them. Hitler made the impossible happen, and in a sacrifice of everything, turned world history to where now we can have freedom. A man and a handful of people almost overthrew the Jewish power. The Christian crap runs really deep. It runs in a deeply subconscious and unconscious place in the soul of the idiotic sheep who are subjected to it. It draws upon itself misery, pain, affliction, and makes one servile and weak, no spiritual power at all. Unfortunately, there were many traitors with whom Hitler had to deal with, and even within Germany, all these infected zombies just attempted to assassinate him, destroy him, and halt our advances. Don't question yourself why these problematic Jewish vowed and bowed Christian National Socialists are still the same cancer nowadays. They have within them the spirit of servitude and destruction. They have something that keeps them from their potential and being fully civilized entities. They would rather die for Jews and kill their whole race than actually side with their own people. This self-contempt makes one easy to use by the enemy. Then, if anyone knows of the Jewish little world, they should know the Vatican, the Orthodox churches, the Islamics, and everyone else literally was attacking Hitler 24/7. The rabbis openly state they constantly cursed Hitler in all ways possible, so that he would die, that he would lose, and in all other morbid ways imaginable. Millions and millions of people, physically and spiritually, were mobilized against Hitler, and Hitler won anyway. He did what he was supposed to do, and now the Jewish global oligarchy is in danger, for everyone is aware of it globally. It is shrinking more every day. Hitler saved Germany, but now Hitler will literally save the world. The Germans loved Hitler so much that most of them, if they were asked if they would do this again, they would do everything again. As Rudolf Hess stated in the Nuremberg trials, even if he knew the ending, he would do it again. Why would these do it again, wonders the reptilian Jew. Simply because it's in the white people's intrinsic value, something the Jews will never have, to do what is right and divine. These people that lived in Nazi Germany for 12 years had it better than all of most Goyim lifetimes combined. For 12 years, these people were free from Jewish influence. Their soul was saturated with happiness and strength that even the most deadly napalm, death, and destruction could never shake off. How many cuckolds today can say the same? Nobody can say the same. One other thing that factored in Hitler's defeat was that he in fact had all world powers of the time waged against him, and Mussolini opened yet another frontier in the south, in Greece. It was as if Mussolini literally acted as a brainwashed fellow right here. Hitler had to fill in, but he never wanted to intervene or fight with England, Greece, and generally anyone else other than Bolshevik Russia. Hitler never started the war. In the archives of the Russians, it was documented that Russia had a pre-planned attack on Germany 2 weeks after Hitler invaded. Hitler, being in communication with the gods, was forced to act in order to have more chances of winning. If Russia attacked, Germany would go down to complete obliteration without any chance of responding. One day I was arguing with a Christian doomer. Well, he attempted arguing. I spare my words for this filthy garbage, as I know it for what it is, and you should too. Just have fun with them if you happen to have the time. If your dog doesn't need walking, or you aren't in the mood for making pancakes or something. You know, these guys that love Jews is the nailed Jew more than their own kind. These people are hateful inside and very dirty as characters. Literally nothing else will satisfy their hunger for Jews, except of if they destroy and hand out their race to them. They literally wish everyone else, white or Gentile, was the same Jewish cuckold they themselves are. From this comes the denial of the obvious fact of the anti-Christianity of National Socialism. If they coat it with sugar-coated evidence made up by some Jews, their lies satisfy their hunger to think that all in the world is as shitty as them. They can sleep at night knowing a Jew is the best thing they ever knew. They have the same desire than all these hard drug users who are basically dragging others into this nasty habit in order to just see them have their own fate. Both of them know it's evil and wrong to follow the Jews, same as a druggie who overdoses on heroin. They know the truth as their mind nudges them every day to stop and leave this disgusting Jewish excrement, but they keep on it on a personal choice. Choices pay accordingly, and soon they find themselves and their soul rotting, which leaves them as zombified entities and more empty than a black hole. Choices come with outcomes, and these people will be consumed by the greys in an interdimensional battery of the one, or just die from not being spiritual and advancing their soul. Nature has her ways. So this retard turned and stated that Hitler did not have spiritual power to accomplish this goal, and that he only goes to believe by results and spiritual power. This cuckold was very surprised when it told its malignancy that if you have spiritual power, why in 2,000 years of unquestioned rule, Christianity is going to be dead in less than 10 years at this rate. Where is your spiritual power, son? The cuck was obviously shocked, as he knew the truth of this statement. Christians are literally these desperate sheep that have been left without a farmer to handle them, and they are sitting in the corner shitting their own pants. Sorry for being graphic, but when one talks of Christianity and Jews, what more can they be equated with? Where I want to end this with, these people hate all sorts of advancement, and they hate humanity. They are this guy that wants to kill anyone but is too weak and too emo to be strong, and they are cucked to the Jews. This makes them willing hands and pawns of them in destroying civilization. If they object with their pseudo-theorems, just throw them this. Quote, 2 Peter 1:20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. This shuts them up every time. Their so grand and major spiritual power can't even get them a can of soda nowadays. They pray by the hundreds of the hundreds to cure one damned flu and fail at it. If they attack you verbally and you can safely talk back at them, without any damage to yourself, such as online, just point this statement, tell them you piss in Jesus' mouth or something like that, and oy vey, they want to call the exorcist, because oy vey, we have a rebellious goyim over here. Hitler only had 12 years and almost took down all the Jewish world system with him in just 12 years. These insidious, worthless Jews have had 2,000 years of complete domination over Gentiles, and they can't even wipe us out finally or have their way with us. Talk about parasitic lingering disease and weakness. Imagine if Hitler and other leaders who are of similar worth had 2,000 years instead of 12. Humanity would have certainly inhabited other planets by now. Not only Hitler had power, but it was the most insane and great power this world has ever seen. The Jews still to this day cannot forget this defeat of their race to themselves. They are literally blaming the aliens for this incident and crying onto their skirt. This created such a deep psychological scar into them, into their race, that they can't sleep at night anymore while seeing swastikas and sloths trying to harm them, oi gewalt. They literally got destroyed and centuries of work were destroyed as if in a decade. Where is the Jewish Hebraic Constantinople now? In the same ways the Jews can brag about how they destroyed, massacred, and attacked our own empires, you must remember you have the upper hand in it. We have flattened theirs like paper tower. In fact, the Jews are not even capable of making a small village because they are parasites that must cling on others. Even their so-called empires were run by their shabbos goyim in all levels. These yids were traveling the planet with their disgusting cloth in the sack, unable to even build their own land. Wherever they may end up because of their cucking of humanity, this will never change. They literally dined on their own excrement for centuries. Nowadays they attempt convincing everyone that oy vey, they are God's chosen. Their short power trip is on the top of the world will come down as the hardest and most gruesome of downfalls, as its parasitic race has turned all of humanity against it. So much hate against them, and this is even when people don't know 10% of what they have done. They are the most hated and the most morbid people of the planet by their own decree. Nobody really respects them or cares about them deeply. The fate of an alien slaver race. This scar in the face of the Jew world order should always be reminded everyone that their reign is questionable, that they are not from God, and that with enough willpower and numbers, they can and will be defeated. In an end analysis, Hitler won the war. People are still here. There is still hope into this otherwise totally written on stone scenario that would imply the ending of freedom on the planet. Hitler literally saved the world on the last second. He was the greatest man to ever exist, and when people liberate themselves from the Jews, he will be standing as if in a god only worthy of worship. As for a befallen world of the Jews, no decent soul would want a place in it. In the same way, if this world does not deserve Hitler, they won't have him. They say everyone gets what they deserve. If humanity goes down this road of self-destruction for more, and people don't fight against the impending advance of these psychopaths, the only thing of worth to this world will be Rabbi Yehusha HaMashiach, the leader of the iron rod against the masses of the Jewish race, direct son of Jehovah. The best deserved age will be the age when every Jew will own 2,800 slaves. You make your choice by siding with a side and fighting. Your choice will determine the future of humanity, so choose wisely. Your actions, and more so the spiritual ones, are determining the future of the planet. This is not a joke. Humanity deserves better than a Jewish destiny, don't you think?